Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey, everyone. Big day today. Thanks for coming back and listening. You are listening to Straight Up with Stassi. I am Stassi. Your mic is on. I have somebody here who's been here a couple times before. She is my wildest friend. She's probably my most sexual friend. She's my blondest friend. She's one of my oldest friends. Kidding. I meant like age-wise, and I was trying to annoy you. She has been here a couple times to talk about the single life, since I don't know too much about it anymore. It's Kelly Decker.
Hi, guys.
Oh, and did I... An ex-Sir Girl.
Yes.
So there's that.
Long time ago, though.
So thank I'm God. Just going to warn you, and or not warn you, but I'm going to say, speak up. You're fine right now, but if you might start getting quiet. I have to tell every guest, just speak up. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited that you're here right now.
I know. I feel like this is the only time we get to hang out, really.
I know. But see, like, when we do this, it's like we're having, like, real deep discussions.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say deep, but like deepy, you know, it's deep-ish, deep, you know, the discussions deep, are deep-ish.
Yeah.
You were single for like a really long time.
3 years. I mean, and technically I'm still single. I wouldn't say I have a label on it yet.
Yeah, but you just started like kind of seeing somebody. And I always say that that's like the most exciting.
Like, oh yeah, we're like in a
relationship
phase.
It's like the best.
I have butterflies every time my phone rings. I look at it with a smile and it's just stupid.
Oh, God, I miss that. I mean, when Patrick calls, I obviously smile, but sometimes I growl.
Smash the phone, turn yes. it on silent.
Yes. I'm like, not now.
Talk to you tomorrow. Beat it. Yeah, so it's really new. I've known him for a little bit, which is cool because we kind of went our separate ways for just personal reasons, I guess. And then now we're, I don't know. It's the most serious I've had since my ex. So
well, that's really exciting.
It's really nice.
Do you want, you know what? I'm going to tease it a little bit because there are some stories I want her. I want to talk about like what it's like in the beginning and all the shit that you have to go through.
Oh yeah.
So in a little bit, we're going to talk where I'll tease that story right now. We have a lot to discuss today because I don't know, there was a bachelor wedding this past weekend. And that was awesome. It rocked my world. Like seeing all the bachelor people like under one roof, it was like mind blowing. It was just like, I can't contain, I'm going to start shaking. Like I can't contain the excitement that I feel watching all these people. So that was really cool. I want to talk about the fact that I'm basically like a cast member in Scream Queens now. I'm going to get into that. And Kanye West, all that shit. But can I tell you about my Grammy experience?
Yes, please.
Okay, you guys.
I got a teaser of it, but
I really hope that you guys were able to see this. I talked about it last week on my podcast, I think. Kristen Doty and I were asked to go do something for E! On the red carpet at the Grammys, where we got to like style three random volunteers. And it was so surreal and so cool. Like, I've never been on a red carpet that big in my entire life.
No, that's huge. It's like,
well, granted, I still felt like the most common human being in the entire world because, like, the second we were done with our segment, they're like, okay, it's time for you guys to go. And I'm like, can't we even get into an after party? It's like, I literally feel like a peasant. Like, this is not fun. I'm here on the red carpet. I have a little credential thing. I'm in, like, an awesome dress. Why can't I go to the Grammys? I'll be a seat filler.
You did get invited to an after party.
Yeah, but it wasn't a good one. We got invited to an after party at the Playboy Mansion, and I'm like, oh.
I was there 12 years ago, you know, and it was cool then. I just don't think it's cool anymore, but who knows?
It's such a production. For people that don't,
I'm going
to
see
Google
the party.
Yeah. Or go to like gettyimages.com or something and find a, like a way to find photos of the party. So like what people who don't live in LA, what they don't know is that like if there's a party at the Playboy Mansion, it's the biggest production because there's no parking there. So then whoever's doing the
party,
you have to like go park at a nearby like parking lot or something and then take a shuttle to the Playboy Mansion. And then when you're done, you can't just leave and go home. You got to take a shuttle back. And it's just a pain in the ass. You get stranded. It's so easy to get stranded at the Playboy Mansion. Not that I've gone. It's just this is what everybody's
popped up real quick.
Shut up. No way. Are you sure you typed in? I mean, that might have been another year.
See, but it's just funny that she popped up.
Yeah. So last night after the Grammys, we were invited to a party there and I like sat there being like, do I want to go? I was like, Kelly, would you want to go with me? If it's cheesy, I don't feel like I don't know what it's going to be like. You know, if it was cool, I heard that, well, Richard Branson was hosting it and speaking at it. So I'm like, well, might be cool. But ultimately, it is the Playboy Mansion and like shit's dirty there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wasn't in the mood to like go take a shuttle and be stranded there. And like if it ended up being so cheesy and the worst ever, I can't just like get an Uber and like go home. I have to
stand in line.
It's like Coachella.
No, I just like service.
Get stranded. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have been able to Snapchat or Periscope. And then if I can't do either of those, what's the point of going anywhere cool? You know what I mean?
I don't see anybody popping up. It looks like all Playmates. So I think we made the right choice.
Okay, you're making me feel better about this.
Yeah.
Because I thought about going just for the first 2 hours because somebody said all of the like the cheesy stuff
Pamela
happens
Anderson.
After. Yeah, why am I being invited to something like this? Like, I would never go to this.
Hot blonde. Everybody wants to get you naked.
Well, that's sweet. I'd like to be in like a different caliber.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was called Little Pam in high school, and I took it, but...
Why? Little Pam?
Pam Anderson.
Oh, I could see that.
Little Pam, and then it was cute, but now I'm over it. So, somebody called it to me when I was at work the other day, and they're like, you remind me of Pamela Anderson. I'm like, yeah, that was cute 20 years ago, not anymore.
I still think Pamela Anderson's really pretty.
It's been 20 years since I was in high school. Holy shit.
Whoa. It's going to be my 10-year reunion this year.
Oh, you need to stop hanging out with me. I'm too old.
You are so old. I'm sorry. But yeah, so the Grammy, it was really fun. Can I just say, trying to find an outfit or a dress was the most hard. I work with a stylist who can pull a ton of stuff for me, and she lets me like kind of style myself. So whenever I work with her, it's really fun. And we decided on either this white dress, which I ended up wearing, or this red sequiny one. Basically, I said it's the Grammys. I want to be able to push the envelope too, because like that's, you can't like I can't show up looking like Audrey Hepburn as much as I would like to. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try and be like edgy. I'm never edgy. I'm gonna try and be as edgy as I possibly can. It's the Grammys, whatever. Hence why I had a red sequin dress in there. I mean, really.
Vegas.
But then I had this white one, but I couldn't wear Spanx with it because there were too many cutouts. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to have beer, wine, or carbs for a whole week, which I didn't do. And then my hairstylist and my makeup artist, who you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shout out to them because they're
amazing.
They're so talented. Like, my hair and makeup, whenever they do it, it's, like, incredible.
And they have pretty good style, I would say. Yeah. Like, maybe different from you, but, like, they have edgy, cute style every time I see them.
They have great style. Yeah. It's just they are edgier than I am.
Yeah.
I am a pussy.
You're classic. And
yeah. You know what I mean? Feminine.
The white dress, you rocked it. You looked beautiful.
Thank you.
The red dress, I would have laughed, but... this dress.
Well, let me just tell you guys. So when I hire my girls to do my hair and makeup, I always send them my dress or my outfit ahead of time so that they can like kind of brainstorm and prepare and be creative and be like, how do we want to do our hair and makeup? So I sent them the white dress and the red dress. And right away, one of my girls was like, do you want me to contact my designer friend to pull you a gown? And I'm like, what? Like, so basically you're saying you hate my two options.
Awesome.
Like, didn't say anything. Just like, I'll contact her. And I'm like, okay. Well, like, I just paid my stylist for all of that. Like, really? Like, I liked the options, but now you're making me second guess myself. So they well, one of them reached out to their designer friend, and she then sends me a photo of the dress that she wants me to wear. And at first I glance at it, and it was Friday, so it was like 2 days before I was supposed to do this. And at first I glance at it and I'm like, oh, it's like a black one shoulder dress that's like long sleeve. And I'm like, I could, that's cute. But it was a glance. Okay.
A glance. I hope.
Then a little while, like, you know, like 20 minutes go by and I'm like, let me just actually take a good look at it. And I click on the photo again. Okay. I'm not going to name the name of the designer because she's actually a very good designer and I love all of her stuff. Except for this one, it was a black strapless dress in some weird material that stopped before I got to the ankles, but it was like cut in half. So it was only like covered one of my legs and the other leg's exposed. And then there's also the opposite arm is half of a tuxedo jacket. So like, it looks like I had a black strapless dress with a tuxedo jacket over it, and they cut half the tuxedo jacket off.
No, it looks like she got mugged. It's like somebody was beating you.
Was beating me
in your shoes and your purse, and somehow the dress ripped. Like, it was not even functional. It wasn't fashionable. It was just wrong.
It was like,
like maybe Lady Gaga could have pulled it off.
Lady
like
Gaga would have been on the worst dress list, though.
Yeah, like exactly.
It's not even something.
But that's the pattern. It had a diamond pattern.
A diamond pattern on the fabric.
On
so I'm like, what the mother F? Like, what the actual F is going?
I wish you could have seen my face when I saw the picture, because it was priceless.
You guys, half of a jacket. Literally. They're like,
half of a long skirt that like went to, but cut off before your ankle.
What did we say it was? It's like when you want to go to sleep, but you have to have a limb out. Because like, I can only sleep if one of my legs and arms are out and the other two are
just
in the covers.
Just to keep the right temperature.
Yeah. It was like, they were like, okay, we'll have this leg covered and this arm covered and then this leg exposed and that arm exposed.
Hot.
She will definitely not get hot.
It's perfect for
her.
Stassi will love it.
So I like take a good look at it. And I'm like, is this... did they mean it as a joke?
It's
like,
sabotage.
Come on. Like, what? So I write politely.
They are my friends, right?
Yeah. I'm like, we're friends. So, like, they're not just, like, only my hair makeup people. So I text them and I'm like, honestly, it's like, because I'm trying to be nice. I'm like, it's just, like, a little too out there for me. Like, I'm already pushing it by wearing, like, this white dress that happens to have cutouts on it. Like, that's, to me, that's me being edgy. And literally... they followed what I set up. They literally ignored that main text that I sent and just sent like 17 more texts after that.
Talking how amazing
it's going to look. No, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. I already know what I want to do with my hair. So great. Fab. Hashtag dead.
Like, Grammys is for out there.
Yes, Grammys are out there. You can do it. And like, I'm like laughing as I'm getting this. I'm like, did they just ignore me? Like, did they just ignore the fact that I said, pretty sure this dress isn't for me.
They didn't care.
They did not give a shit.
I'm still confused on the whole situation. Like, I kind of want to sit down with them and just figure it out. And be like, is this seriously something you would have wore?
Yes. So I'm showing everyone. I showed Patrick. I showed you. I'm like,
I've showed everybody. Yes. I showed Danny, Christina.
And everyone's like, I think they're trying to sabotage you. And I'm like, why would they?
Why
would they want to sabotage? I'm like, no. If I look good, then they look good. So it doesn't even make any sense.
So
meanwhile, like after they sent like those 17 texts, I'm like, I don't feel like being bitchy. So I'm like, okay, you guys, listen, I'll try it on, but like prepare for the white, come up with the hair and makeup for the white. Like really. So I think that they just forgot about it because they never said anything again. So I show up at like 7 in the morning to get my hair and makeup done. They did not forget about it. And
it was sitting there hanging.
And they're like, okay, just try it on. And I'm like, no, wait, for real? I'm like, you guys, I totally thought you weren't going to end up bringing it. Like, this is, it's a dress that has a tuxedo jacket cut in half. Like, it's not ideal. And I'm like, fine, fuck it. I'll try it on. So I try it on for them. And I just look at them. And I wanted to just be like, what did I do to you? What did I do to you back in the day that you feel like you need to get me back this bad?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just wrong.
But when I put it on, they're like, oh my God, it fits like a glove. And I'm like,
are you seeing what I'm seeing?
You guys, it's half a jacket.
I can't take it.
What is like wrong with you guys? And she's like, well, I would wear it. Da, 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 da. I'm like, okay.
Then you wear it.
Well, we should probably not be friends then.
Yeah. I won't go with you when you do
you
wear it.
You're not going to be around me. I had to finally put my foot down and be like, stop bullying me. You guys like are, this is my Grammy experience. It's not yours. Let me do my own thing.
Oh, it's so good.
And they were so wrong and they admitted it because once they did my hair and makeup and saw how awesome it looked with the white dress, they were like, fine.
That yeah, was you looked good. Killer in white.
But really like what?
I don't know. I saved it. I'll be at a loss. That's just when I'm having a bad day, I'm just going to go to that dress.
And look at the dress. Look at the photo. I want to like tweet it out for my listeners to see, but like I don't want to like.
No.
Because the designer's yeah. actually really talented and I love most of her stuff. It's just, yeah. you know, with like every artist, sometimes you miss a beat. You can't win them all.
You miss that certain you step like there was sewing the rest of the fucking dress on.
Yes. Yeah, so that was that, and the Grammys were a lot of fun, or the Grammy red carpet was fun, and when we were on air with Juliana, like, she started talking about the after party on air, and I almost word vomited and, like, took the microphone out of her hand, being like, are we on the list?
Yeah.
Because pretty sure I didn't get an invite, you know what I mean? Anno? Anorexic. You know what that stands for? Anorexic. Because homegirl is so skinny. Like when I gave her a hug, I felt
sad.
I felt like I was hugging like the devil, because I would imagine the devil would be starving.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think that.
She scares me a little bit. She looks like an alien and it's just sad. It's really sad.
It is. Like she would look so much better if she had just like,
didn't she do cancer and like all this stuff? Like, right?
Oh, she did. Oh, she had breast cancer, I think. Yeah. But she was just as skinny before. So it's not like she's skinny because of that.
Eat some.
Yeah.
Like those people scare me. I just feel like they're, you know,
girl.
Man, just not taking care of themselves. Not good people eat.
I get it. When I saw myself
on. I had a slice of pizza before I came over.
Good for you. When I saw myself on camera next to her, I almost threw up.
Oh, God. So
I'm like, I'm the elephant man.
No, you're not.
Yes. I'm in a white non-Spanx dress.
Believe me, everybody's looking at you, not her.
No, Kelly.
No,
literally.
Sassy.
Just call me Elephant Man for the rest of the night.
Never.
Whatever. So that was that. That was like my Grammy experience. No, I'm just here to say I want to like give an anti shout out to like whoever organized this Grammy sitch and the after party sitch. If I'm there on the red carpet, I should be allowed to go to these things. Like, why did you guys hire us to come in and then just be like, but you're not cool enough to go to the after party?
You gotta beat it.
Like, I used to go to the after parties when I was 19 and now I can't go? Like,
and I just hosted
it. And I just hosted something. Like, what? Like, I literally have never felt more like Jack Dawson in my entire life. I felt like it was when he puts on that woman's son's tuxedo.
Yeah.
And he like walks up into the first class and like has dinner and they're like trying to like make him feel weird and he's sitting at the table. That is exactly what I felt like. So actually don't call me Elephant Man. Just call me Jack Dawson.
I can do that.
For the rest of the night.
I will.
Because
JD.
I am a commoner. And yesterday, if there was any miscommunication about that, given the fact that I my head was so inflated from Mardi Gras, well, it's not anymore.
It's down.
Okay, someone took a needle to that.
When's the next goddamn parade?
Yes, when is the next goddamn parade so that I can build myself up again? I also just saw on Twitter, someone tweeted me and it says @FatStassi. So someone made an account called FatStassi and they talk like they're me, except after everything, they're like, but I want a cupcake. And they post fat photos of me and it's just really
Please
mean.
Give it to me because I want to follow it.
It's like really sad.
No, people are such haters. Believe me.
I have something real fast that I want to talk to you guys about. Okay. I don't have health insurance. Again, I'm a commoner. I am a hood rat. And I have tons of skin issues. I've talked about how I have psoriasis and all of this stuff. And I want to tell you guys about Curology.com because it's like a membership-based website where you fill out a questionnaire about your skin. You take a photo and submit a photo of your skin. And you are matched with an actual dermatologist. And based on y'all's conversation and all of that, Curology makes
the product.
Yeah, like special products for you. Like you're not just, it's in it, and it's like, it's not over the counter stuff. It's like prescription things. And it's all based on like what, like, you know what I'm saying? Why am I having like a brain freeze where like I can't think of.
I can't think of it either. But.
It's like. What is it? Wait, what is it? Oh, customized.
Customized.
Basically, every prescription is customized to like what you need for your skin. And I found out about it because two of my friends in New Orleans use it and they were telling me all about it. And I just thought that was so cool. I've told you guys before, I don't use soap on my face because of psoriasis. But if you have blemishes, if you have acne in any way, this seriously helped my friends. And so I wanted to share all of that with you guys. So if you go to Curology.com, take 5 minutes to complete a profile, upload pictures of your skin, and you will get for free a month's worth of customized prescription acne treatment. So basically, you have nothing to lose. If you go to Curology.com, Curology.com, and enter my code STASI in the lower right-hand corner of your screen, you literally get prescription face medicine for free. So there's nothing to lose. I always say with my sponsors, like, if there's nothing to lose, you don't have to pay for anything. You're a moron if you don't go and use my code.
They would tell me, so they'd take one look and just be like, stop drinking.
I know. Your skin, you don't need prescription medicine.
Just like red wine.
Cut out the booze, you know?
Haters gonna hate.
So, yeah, that was my Grammy experience. I feel like a weirdo, but I did have a really good week. You know why?
Why?
So I've told you I'm obsessed with Scream Queens.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see an episode of Scream Queens?
No, actually my neighbor, because of you, I watched it with her just because you told me to.
Did y'all like it?
She's obsessed.
Like any smart, interesting woman would be.
Just honestly, I don't watch a lot of TV. Like, I will go through. I'll probably binge watch it like one weekend when I'm like hungover.
So like, what do you do when you're like at home by yourself?
I'm really not home. I'm working a lot, Stas.
Like, I know, but when you're not working. I'm working a lot, and I make time for TV.
And I'm like hanging out with my friends or cooking.
You're way more social than I am.
Yeah,
I like being by myself.
And if I do watch TV, I'm not even watching anything right now.
Really?
Actually, nothing. I put on Sex and the City when I go to bed.
Oh well, yeah.
And that's it. But I really don't. I turn my TV on probably twice a week.
Wow.
I don't have cable either. I just do Hulu and Netflix and all.
Well, that's
that.
The way of HBO the future. I don't judge that at all. I feel like I should probably cancel my cable, but I just like can't bring myself to do it for those like moments where I want to watch something live.
See, like Grammys, I didn't watch. Sorry, but I don't watch any awards. Only time I get pissed and you're going to throw up in your mouth is when a football game is on.
Ew.
And I can't watch it.
It's gross.
But thank God for Verizon.
Thank God football's over. You're like a dude.
Whenever I go to dinner with
like a bunch of boys, like they're all like sitting there just with their phones propped up.
I am like that.
Not talking. That is so annoying.
I know.
It's okay. Well, you do that. I just look at Kylie and Chloe's apps.
And those will never be on my phone.
I'm trying to like get to Cocktails with Chloe. I've been like, what do I need to do to get on that show?
God, I mean, remember, let's figure it out. Jackie was on the Kardashian show, remember?
Yeah, of course. So I remember. I just feel like I pay them so much money by having their app that like they,
how much is it?
They owe me.
How much is it?
Chloe owes me. It's $2.99 a month.
Ew, and you're $2.99
a month.
Oh my God, I'm going to make you waste $3 a month on me.
That's fine. Create an app that I think is interesting.
No, I'm going to just make you buy me like water and gum just so I feel like, okay.
Okay, I'm down. I just feel like, Chloe, Kylie, you guys are selfish. I'm your employer. So you should probably have me on your show.
I think so.
With an interesting guest. I don't know how I got to that point because I meant to talk about Scream Queens.
Yeah.
But okay. So it was announced this past week, and I want to thank a lot of you Khaleesi's because I found out through you guys, whoever tweeted me being like, Stassi, you need to see this. Emma Roberts got signed to go back on to play Chanel Oberlin for season two. See, I was really worried that Scream Queens was going to be like American Horror Story where the characters change. Yeah, and it's different. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch that shit because the whole reason I was obsessed is because I feel like Emma Roberts' character and like all of the Chanels, they're hilarious. Like, it's just such a fun... Oh, I love it. So I got so excited that I tweeted and I was like, I can stop taking my Prozac now because Emma Roberts has just been confirmed to come back. And I shit you not, Kelly, within like not even four minutes. It was like immediate. Emma Roberts tweeted me back and was like,
I just got goosebumps, Stassi, for you.
Thanks.
That's a good friend.
And she was like, well, I can finally breathe now because you're back on Vanderpump Rules. And I'm like,
holy
dead
F.
No, they're just like,
no, you guys don't understand. No. That's like Stassi.
Kelly, and you
could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Yeah. But more things keep happening. Like, I don't know if I ever told you, but when I was Chanel for Halloween, she commented on my Instagram and started following me. She's like, you are the perfect Chanel. I'm like,
why don't you, let's like reach out. Let's tweet at her. Let's go grab a drink.
And Leah Michelle said that I had the best Halloween costume. And the costume, the wardrobe person for Scream Queens said that I had the best costume and that everybody was talking about it on set.
Why don't you get on the show?
Because I am a cheesy reality person. I can't reach out to anybody.
Get a somebody.
Like, get a what?
Like somebody that does casting. Find a manager.
I thought you were going to say hitman.
No, but we could try that.
Who do I need to take out?
We can go like to Emma Roberts' house. We'll hire a bunch of dudes and sit down and talk to her and say, you guys are going to be best friends.
Yeah.
And
like, seriously, Emma, I am a good hair braider.
We need to get you a manager. Or not a manager, but like an agent.
To get me friends?
No, to get you on the show.
Listen, I said this. I've been like lobbying and campaigning on my podcast and on Twitter and on Instagram. I am fine being a background. Literally, no line. I just want to be there.
Or dying that episode or whatever.
I don't even need the screen on, like the camera on me. I want to just be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you would be such a good Chanel, so.
Can I play like her older sister?
Yeah,
you should. It would be so much fun. Oh, so after Emma Roberts.
Maybe you should just wear your Halloween costume like every day.
Until people just start taking notice.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Just every day. Just sit at home and be like, oh, what am I doing?
I'm going to be like waiting. Every Snapchat will just be like
waiting.
Ryan Murphy, that's the creator. I'm like waiting.
You need to do it.
Waiting.
We got
should to. I do that every day?
Just
at least
every
put day. It on once every day.
And Snapchat
and be like
it,
day number 28. Still waiting for my call, Ryan Murphy.
Please.
Okay.
I think we should.
I think that's actually hilarious.
And just you should be watching it and just learning every day, getting really good at it, and just rewatching it and wearing your fucking Chanel outfit.
Oh my God, Kelly, this is brilliant.
I know. I'm going to get you on the show, Stas.
Thank you. So,
who do I have to sleep with?
And I know you'll take one for the team.
I will. I got you, boo.
I didn't even finish, like, with the good stuff. So, yesterday, like, because it couldn't get any better, you know what I mean, with this whole, like, Chanel situation. Yesterday, Scream Queens, the actual verified Twitter account for the show, tweeted me and Emma Roberts and said, I love something like Chanel's Unite or, like, something, basically calling me a Chanel.
Stassi, this is going to happen. Like, I seriously don't think you... I have goosebumps. I get goosebumps.
I've been trying to put it out into the universe.
And, it, like, Stassi, if she told me she was having a baby, I probably wouldn't get goosebumps. The fact that
no,
she's
because
that
wouldn't be ideal.
No. The fact that these people are tweeting her. I know her day is complete, at least. Mm-hmm. I mean...
My month.
Yeah, my month. My year.
Honestly, like, if Emma could just, like, tweet me once a year, maybe twice a year, I'd be fine. I feel like that could cure depression.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
got excited this morning because this really hot guy that makes things with his hands, like wood stuff, liked my Instagram. And that just made my morning because he was really hot.
Really?
Yeah. So I can just imagine the feeling. I don't really have an obsession like you do. But, if somebody I was obsessed with, I don't even know who I'm obsessed with.
But. I feel like I'm starting to scare Patrick with it because it's like all I talk about is like Scream
Does
Queens that I'm turning
it?
Into this weird.
Would he? I mean, just what's his take on
it? I think he would. Well, the thing is that he gets off work at 11, so I would never wait for him to watch it. But I think that if he watched one episode, he would appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Did he watch one?
I don't think
so. I think that's my thing. Like, I mean, and I only really seen two. I think I definitely would appreciate it. I would probably
enjoy it. You probably have to watch it with me.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd enjoy it more with you and you, like, giving me your commentary. And I just...
You would know what to laugh at because you'd just hear me laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. It is. But
the most funny. My dad, did I tell you that he got me a prop from the set for Christmas?
No.
And it's a painting of one of the sorority girls. No big deal. I just brought it to Aaron Brothers to get reframed. Because I didn't like the frame that they like had chose is like a cheap frame that like just probably looks good on camera. And I'm like, this is ugly and this needs to be the focal point of my kitchen.
It's gonna be your kitchen.
So it's like a $400 frame that I'm buying for it. And I'm like, you know you have a fucking problem when you're taking a Scream Queens prop and spending another $400 on it.
That's issues.
But is it?
That's sexy.
But is it?
Come on.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think I'm pretty fucking cool.
I just want to like fill my whole apartment with Scream Queen stuff. I almost want to like give my address to listeners so they can, if they ever came across something, they could just send it to me.
Let's not do that.
I'm not, because I want to live.
Like you. Yeah. Some people don't like you.
I want to live, so not going to do that.
Just text me.
Yes.
You can buy my name on the internet because I'm a realtor.
So that was my Scream Queens thing. How's your wine?
My wine is delicious. I think I need a refill.
Can I tell you what you're drinking right now?
What?
Club W wine. You guys, I've talked about Club W before. It's an incredible website. Basically, if you go to clubw.com, you can fill out a questionnaire about what types of wines you like or just tastes that you like. And based on that, and it's super simple and easy and straightforward. Like, I really don't know that much about wine, only that I like to drink it and I like being wasted. You know what I mean? And so if I can do it, anybody can do it. And so based on your answers, they will tailor like picks for you. So they will pick different wines that they think that you will like. So freaking cool. If you guys go to Club W, my offer right now is that you guys could get 50% off your first order when you use my code. Well, actually, you have to go to clubw.com/Stassi. Don't forget that. It's clubw.com/Stassi, and you get 50% off your first order. You guys, you know how it's so effing annoying, like when you get home from work and you realize, there are no bottles of wine left over in your house. And then you're like, well, I don't feel like getting in my car and going to the grocery. If you're like me, you don't want to because we're lazy. But if you're a member of Club W, that shit just comes in the mail. And it's nice wines.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, so good. And you guys, 50% off your first is like a huge discount. So
I'm
I would use
your code for every email address I have.
You should. That's funny. You should. But you know what you should do? All of you guys should do is... like order a shit ton of stuff your first time so that you get 50% off.
Sorry, guys.
Because then it's 50% off like the whole order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like save up some money and use my code to get like a big order so that you don't waste your 50% off with it. So that's my sneaky little trick.
I have six email addresses.
That's funny. So clubw.com/Stassi, maybe use six different email addresses. They're not going to like that I just said that.
Sorry.
I've never even really thought about doing that before.
It's the best.
But it feels wrong.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. There's probably a way for like them to detect.
Take that back?
I don't know. I feel bad. Don't fuck with the system.
God, I'm so bad.
Yeah, wine is my fave. So, okay, Kelly.
Yes.
You're starting to date somebody.
Yes.
So are you going out as much?
No.
Are you just saying that? Or like?
No, I swear I'm not.
Really?
And I've been working out, you know that, like more. It's different. Like when
see,
you have somebody
you used
in your
to
life,
judge me, you're like, God, Stassi, you're so boring. When did you come so boring? The second I got a boyfriend, Kelly. So now I can't wait to call you boring.
Oh my God. I'm going to be so boring so quick. So,
you know, I have a big issue.
He's gone right now and for like a month. And I'm trying to just Yeah, get my shit together. I'm getting my real estate license in Texas, so I've been trying to do that every night. And I really, like, I'd rather sit at home and drink wine and FaceTime with him than go out and meet a bunch of douchebags and hang out with friends and all this stuff. So it's different. But let me tell you, it's still tough because Stassi got a phone call from me. And it's just the bullshit you got to put up with.
Yeah, but it's worth it when it's, like, so exciting.
Yeah, it is. But so, do you want to bring it up? You bring it up because you're probably...
Yeah, I have two things I want to say. First of all, single girls out there, stop giving your friends who have boyfriends a hard time, because the second you get a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're going to start being a loser too. And then that friend who was in a relationship, who all of a sudden becomes single, she's going to all of a sudden be fun. But she's not going to have time for you because she's gonna be like, you called me boring the whole fucking time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everyone needs to calm down. I see my...
I think, though, Stassi, you could still be a little more fun. You're just busy and have a boyfriend. That's the
problem. I think
problem.
I'm a lot of fun.
You are when I'm around you.
I'm a lot of fun.
But you guys, I don't get texts for 2 months. And then it's like, hey.
This is an issue.
Yeah.
That people...
All of her friends have.
Everyone has an issue with me with this. My family does, too. Every single friend. I have a problem responding to people... I don't like being on my phone unless it's checking Daily Mail or Kylie's app.
I know. It's an issue. It's a major issue.
Yeah. So I'm really bad at responding or picking up the phone and all of that.
The time we have with you is well worth it.
Well, see, I'm the type of person that, like, I don't need
she
to
likes
see
to keep
my
us
friend.
Waiting.
No, I don't like seeing friends like every single day. Like, I don't mind if somebody doesn't talk to me for a long time and then, like,
once we see each other.
Yeah, you just pick up where you left off.
Christina and I could literally, like, wake up and stare at each other all day.
I'm not like that.
But we could. We talk 15 times a day.
That's so boring. Like, no. What do you guys have to say to each other?
Everything.
Like, what?
We talk about, like, what the person at Starbucks just said to us, what our dog just did, what our boyfriend did, what other people did on Instagram.
Really? So do you guys talk, like, on the phone?
Oh, I talk to her at least 5 times a day. And that's with
both
of our careers.
On the actual phone, not texting.
With our careers.
That is gross. That is weird and gross. And honestly, doesn't even sound right. It doesn't feel right. Because who actually talks on the phone anymore?
We do.
When I see that somebody's calling me, I think it's an emergency. I think something's happening. I should actually probably answer now because
pick up.
Because this is really fucked up that they would, like, invade my privacy like this and be so presumptuous that they would think I would answer. Like, something must be wrong.
Something's going on.
I
love to call Stassi because I know she's never going to answer, and I leave voicemails, and it's just my favorite.
I don't check
thing.
My voicemails
yeah,
either.
Not,
I just
I'm like,
clear
did
them.
You get the voicemails, Stassi? It was so funny, right? And she's like, I don't listen to those either. I'm like,
I just like pretending that like people don't. I just want to be alone.
Anyways, more of the story is my point is Stassi, even though you have a career and a boyfriend, yes, you're always going to be fun every time I see you, but you can try a little harder to hang out. Not with everybody. I'm talking about me.
Okay. Well, listen, you live close by.
I live like 4 blocks away.
But you Ubered here.
Yeah. Because I have a drinking problem.
So, yeah. I'm going to discuss an issue that Kelly had with her new man. I wish I was, like, live tweeting with people so that, like, they could, like, write in and, like, tell me their thoughts.
Good.
So, this guy used to be married, or he's still going through a divorce, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We're not going to name names or anything like that. Still going through a divorce. Kelly knows all about everything. And the other day, his wife/ex-wife, because still legally wife, because they're still going
through
it. Yeah,
this is the second time I've done this. When March and I were together, we were both married.
That's so...
both of us.
God, I keep forgetting you were married.
Yeah, so I know what that is all about. But anyways, I'm on Instagram. I posted a Valentine's Day photo. I tagged everybody that I love and care about.
Was I tagged in it?
I think so. You just don't know how many tags you get a day, probably.
Well, we'll see.
I did, actually. I'm going to show her while we're on the little mic here. I tagged a bunch of people. So I'm thinking that's how it came across, because all of a sudden my Instagram, I'm like, ooh, who liked my photo? Yeah, cute. And I'm like, huh? So-and-so, not going to say names.
His wife/ex-wife.
Yeah,
same last name.
I'm not going to say her name. And I'm like, huh? Wait, is that, am I reading that right? And tell you the truth, of course.
So like she liked, just to spell it out for you guys,
liked
the wife slash ex-wife. She's not like, it's not like a cheating situation. Like they're going through a divorce, but she liked two of Kelly's photos. Oh yeah, I was tagged in that. Liked two of Kelly's. They've never met. Kelly and this dude aren't even like
together.
Yeah,
together.
Like it's just
I'm
like
just
the new
so lovey-dovey. Like that's who I am. I'm and I just happen to tag. But there's probably 15 people tagged, so it wasn't like a special like here you go Valentine.
Yeah,
it was just like happy, like love the people you love, like blah blah blah. So I thought that was it. I was just kind of like, well, that's weird. And I was like walking to breakfast with a friend, and I'm like,
wait,
Mammy, maybe she liked, like, did it because she likes me.
Yes.
And like,
so
she's happy because, I mean, I think she's in another relationship and like da 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 da. So day goes on.
Well, let me just say, because this is when you messaged me and I'm like, I was with Patrick. And so I'm like, Patrick's like, what? Because I was just like laughing at my phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And I'm like, it's a tough. It's
because actually, let's go back. Because me and Stassi were having drinks the other night. And I was telling her about the guy. And she's like, give me your Instagram. We were making sure
yeah.
it's on point. Because
yeah.
like this bitch can't come back and judge you for nothing.
Yeah. I had to
and
like.
She changed a couple words because like sometimes I just don't think and I spell
shit wrong.
Like,
yeah.
It's not that I'm stupid, everybody. I'm just like typing fast and it's Instagram, but maybe I should think about it a little more. But she,
listen, I just wanted to make sure that there's nothing on your Instagram that she could be like, oh, see,
I'm
she's
not
an
a grammar
idiot.
Girl. But she liked all the photos, so we were good. But thank God she did that because what? 72 hours later, the bitch is liking my photos on Instagram.
Well, I tell Patrick the story and I'm like, this chick that we just literally were talking about, like, she just liked Kelly's photos. And he's like, oh, that's so nice. She's probably trying to be nice and say, like, I support this. And I was like, eh? You don't know anything yeah. about women. No. Homegirl's being a skank. She's being shady AF. That girl is thirsty. She's trying to make Kelly feel bad. Like, no girl who you've never met. Like she would like your, if you met her and you guys got on great, that's different. But like you've never met her. She's still halfway married to this dude. You're not even like a full on in a relationship. And she went and creeped and liked your photos just to make you feel weird. So you could question your
Myself.
Relationship and question yourself. Yeah.
But the best is, so I kind of let it go. And I was like, I seriously was like, whatever. It's Valentine's Day. Like, I'm not worried at all. But then all of a sudden I get like, I don't go on Facebook as much as I do Instagram, and I go on Facebook and sure enough, she liked a bunch of shit on that. Liked my comments, started commenting to him and talking about like, remember that time. And I was like, okay, this is not cool. But me just being the mature woman that I am, I'm like, I'm not gonna say shit. I'm not gonna bring it up. I'm not gonna do anything. Thank God the dude brought it up himself and said she's whack and I need to block her.
She's whack.
And he's like, I'm like, I mean, was she being nice or was she being a bitch? And it's like, no, she wasn't being nice. Didn't call her a bitch, but just said she wasn't being nice.
I knew it, Patrick. Patrick was so
Men,
off on that.
Stupid.
So stupid.
Like, anyway, really? So that's just real fun. I mean, but whatever. I'm not worried about it.
See,
exes. Everybody has exes. That's why I block all my exes.
That's smart.
I don't want to hear it.
At least you don't have to work with yours.
Yeah.
That gets annoying.
That's awkward.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you have an amazing boyfriend, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Oh, you still have to work with your exes. It's sort of like be around. It's just annoying. So, yeah, I think that girl is
But those are the
shady.
Adventures of the beginning dating. And at the end of the day, I'm okay with it. You know, but still, it's like, bitch, stay out of my head.
Yeah. And if you're listening right now.
No competition.
Miss Shady. Shady
McShade. I understand it was Valentine's Day and you got weak.
Oh, but it was?
It was Valentine's Day. That's when all of it was happening.
I didn't even realize that. I didn't think about it like that. You're right. It was. Valentine's Day sucks.
The stupidest holiday ever.
I never liked Valentine's Day.
Did you get those flowers on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, but still. They're really pretty, right? Because I like white flowers.
I like that he did white.
No, he actually did something really cute. He brought me a gift basket. He made like a gift basket of like things that help psoriasis. And
that's
a Diet
cute.
Dr. Pepper.
That's sweet.
Because like obviously. Yeah. I mean, I can't be without Diet Dr. Pepper. Real fast. Are you guys looking for sheets or a duvet or towels or like a blankie? Bull and Branch, if you are a listener of my show, like are a loyal listener, you know about Bull and Branch because those are the sheets that I sleep on. You guys, Bull and Branch sheets aren't available anywhere except their website. You can't find them at a department store. You can't find them at Bed Bath & Beyond. The whole reason Bull and Branch sheets are so cheap is because they specialize in making sheets and making bedding, and they don't have to deal with a middleman. So there are no prices that are marked up. Like if you go to Nordstrom, the prices are so expensive because, well, they have to mark them up. With Bull and Branch, you're going straight to the source. This is what they specialize in. And it's like hotel sheets. It's like Ritz-Carlton heaven sheets, if you know what I mean. And I like to always throw this out there, like, three of our U.S. presidents actually sleep on Bull and Branch, too. It makes me feel a little less Jack Dawson and more Rose, if you know what I mean, when I sleep on Bull and Branch sheets. So if you guys go to bullandbranch.com, B-O-L-L and branch.com, and use my promo code Stassi, you get 20% off your entire order. 20% off goes a long way when you're buying bedding, you guys. Go check out the website. The sheets are so chic and clean and smart looking. And I used my own code and bought an extra set. And I also bought like this white throw thing that I absolutely love. So you guys, use my promo code Stassi at bullandbranch.com. Get 20% off and sleep like a motherfucking president. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holler.
So, okay. Let's do a little what's the skinny sitch. We got some bachelor talk. We got some Kanye West situation going on. Kanye,
beat it.
Should we just say, like, what is wrong with Kanye West right now? I mean, what's always been wrong with him, but like, he's having a mental breakdown.
He's honestly one of the people I have to read it because I want to know just how fucked up he is, but I can't stand him. I think he's just one of the worst people that has ever lived.
I think he is a tall gray. Do you know what that is?
No.
You know my Sheena Menina. Yeah. She's into aliens and she knows a lot about them.
Okay, because we're going to talk. This is another discussion, but I have figured it all out. But go ahead.
Well, I'm very cute. Are you sure do you want me to go first or do you want, I don't yeah. know. Well, I'm just going to give a little backstory because I talk about tall grays. That's our favorite alien race. And I talk about them on my podcast a lot. And at that point, I always say, you guys, if you have a problem with me talking about aliens, this is when you can turn off the podcast and you can like click back on in 5 minutes. For the rest of you cool people.
Amazing.
Leave it on because we're about to get in some alien talk. So, yeah. Sheena knows a lot about aliens. And whenever I'm with her, we just like get into major discussions about it. And she thinks that they walk amongst us. And my theory now is 100%. That Kanye West is a tall gray. He's an alien.
Okay, tall gray is an alien.
It's a type of alien.
Yeah. What type?
The name is tall gray.
I know, but what does she believe in?
She believes in all the types.
What are the other types?
Short gray, tall white. Reptilian something.
She like just, White Walkers and just all our kind of thing. Okay.
Okay, White Walkers is Game
of
Thrones.
So she believes in one theory.
What do you mean one theory?
Well, if it actually has names. Like, I have so many theories in my head that my mind is blown.
Oh, well, she texted me today saying, I'm going to tweet this out later. I'm going to screenshot this and tweet this out. She's going to be so mad. Had contact with Arcturians today, .. another peaceful alien group. Then she sent another text. They were all aware that we are talking about them. Poking a little fun, but they're cool with it.
And it's serious. It's dead on.
I don't know how serious she is because she's never talked.
Does she laugh?
She's also super dry. She doesn't laugh after a joke, though.
She doesn't.
So she could either be completely serious, although she's never told me she had contact with any aliens. So, like, that's what makes me think she's joking. She's just trying to fuck with me. So I wrote back and I was like, wait, are you serious? ? What did they say about me? ? Do they like my podcast? Question mark. Do the Arcturians like tall grays? Question mark. She didn't respond to anything yet. She didn't even give like a LOL.
Wow, she's dry.
So maybe I don't know, but Arcturians is one. She thinks that okay, so we're basically all a descendant of an alien race.
Okay, this is
100%. I'll let you go.
So I don't know the names because this is actually a newfound thing. Like, I have always believed in aliens ever since I was little. I am not selfish and about our world. I think there's definitely life forms. Exactly what, I'm not sure. I think they're studying us and looking at us like we're idiots.
That's what Sheena says.
I think we're just all... I hate talking about religion, so I'm not even going to go there because I just think it's all different.
Yeah, and let's not
go
there.
So I hate that, but I don't want to say I don't believe in certain things, but I believe in aliens. And I'm trying to get the... Because I'm not as good as Sheena. I don't remember these names. And I was driving back from Dallas to Houston over Christmas, and the girl I was driving with actually had the same, you know, thoughts as me. And I sat there and I Googled pretty much everything in my life that I could figure out because I think we come from Black and Asians.
What?
Black people and Asian people were the first people on this earth, and I think we all come from them. I'm sorry.
Are you being for real?
Kind of. Because of this one story that I read.
Don't you think we come from like monkeys though?
And gorillas? But I think they had sex with monkeys.
Okay.
I think these people
this
from
this shit's about to get weird.
I think they had sex with monkeys because I 100% think we have monkey genes in us. Or
well yeah, because we're
or they're from us. Like or somehow
it's called evolution.
Well, I know what evolution is, but that doesn't mean you have to believe like seriously, who knows?
It's like evolution is like scientifically
proven.
I want
to get the name. But I'm going to let's talk about this next time because I was put on the
spot.
That's
okay. I wanted to talk about this at dinner after this with you.
Yeah, I was put on the spot and I have like my history, but I just don't want to sound like an idiot and I want to give people actual names.
Because talking about the actual names of the aliens doesn't make you sound like an idiot already.
No. I feel like
when did aliens become a thing that all my friends talk about? Like
So me and my friend Tina though, like seriously, she was like, you have it. Like mind blown, you figured it out. She's like, everything you just said, because I googled every thought that I had. I didn't really create one story, but I think I figured it all out
based on the results on Google.
No, but just also to the way shit happens and the way everybody looks and like the oldest places.
I don't feel like I look
Earth
Asian or Black, so I literally like, what happened to me? What happened to you? You
look
like
Asian
me
or Black.
I know.
Because over time, people like...
So how come, if that's true, how come some people stay Black and some people stay Asian?
Half Black person, and then a quarter Black, then a third Black, then da-da-da-da-da, and then you just...
Oh, yeah, that was a good answer.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even think that far. Okay.
No. But you're half Black, then you're a quarter Black, then you're this, and all of a sudden, it's white again.
Okay, fine. Well, Kanye West doesn't... He stayed with his people, but I also think he's the descendant of a tall gray
or
some sort
too.
Of alien undercover.
And Donald Trump.
I wouldn't be surprised, you know.
And who else?
Sheena says that aliens, that they all are in the in politics. So, like, anyone who's in the in politics or if there's a political, like, convention or, like, something going on, that's where the aliens will be.
Okay, see, this is, like, getting, yeah. I mean, I think they're just somewhere watching us. Like, I really do. I think they're just...
I'm going to show you a video after this podcast that I showed my guest last week that I told everybody to look up. I'm going to have to tweet it out in case people forgot. It's awesome. It's a real live alien.
Yeah, I really... You're an idiot if you don't believe in aliens. You're an idiot. Like, how can you think we're the only people out there? Like, do you see how big the universe is? Like, do you see how long it takes to get out there? And
devil's advocate. Do you know, like, how many things have to happen and be around for, like, life to actually, like, how many different compounds and, like, stuff like that that the right amount that has to, like, be there in order for something to, like, be living? Okay.
Yeah, but how do
you
know
that? I agree with aliens.
In another planet, it could be a different compound.
I am just trying to challenge you right now.
No,
I am on your side.
There's aliens.
I'm just trying to challenge you.
Okay.
So basically, moral of the story, Kanye West is an alien, tall gray, most likely.
I believe in mermaids, too.
Are you? Get out.
Yep.
Get the fuck out.
Yep.
Get out of my apartment. You do not believe in mermaids. Have you, Kelly?
Have you seen polar bears? They're not mermaids, and they're not pretty. They're not like Daryl Hannah.
What do polar bears have anything to do with anything?
Polar bears, they were regular bears, and then all of a sudden, just because of the cold, they got like finned feet and white. Watch documentaries.
Dude, you're so weird. Do you want me to watch a mermaid documentary?
Yeah, and actually there is one, and your mind's going to be fucking blown.
Okay.
And you're going to believe in mermaids.
Somehow I doubt that.
Mind blown.
Okay, only if they're hot. If not,
but they're not like beautiful. No, they're not beautiful. They live at the bottom of the sea.
Really?
Yeah, in the darkest places because they're scared to come out. People believe so they can come out.
I can't wait to text Sheena about this and be like, what are your thoughts on mermaids? Okay. So I'll do some mermaid research for you guys next week.
Sorry about that.
I guess it doesn't really matter about Kanye West. $53 million in debt. Weirdo. Not letting Kylie do Puma. Like, weirdo.
She's doing it.
Like, saying how he wants to fuck Taylor Swift, or he's going to eventually fuck Taylor Swift, and calling her a bitch. Weirdo. Like, Kanye, seriously.
Beat it.
You are a tall gray, and I'm over you. Done
he
with
needs
that.
To go away. Like, he really stop buying does. His music. Like, and just stop buying anything that has to do with him.
I feel like Kim Kardashian's going to divorce him if he keeps this shit up. It's like, she's so got to. Annoying. Like, I mean, I would be so embarrassed. I feel like I know what they look like when they're having sex because of his music video.
Yeah, but he's like,
ew, I don't gross. Know. Kelly, don't do that. Well, I wanted to talk about The Bachelor. I wanted to finish up with The Bachelor, but Kelly didn't watch it. So I'm just going to say a few things and teach you, I guess. You guys, The Bachelor freaking wedding, Jade Roper and Tanner was on Sunday. And it was like the best hour and a half or ever long ever. Because it was watching all of The Bachelor people under one roof, like being all incestuous and stuff. It was so cool. And then, of course, Ashley and I was still crying about what's his name, Jared. And I'm like, seriously, this is still going on a whole year later. Like, really? Someone needs to pop her cherry like now. This is getting intense. Mesa Verde is pregnant. Freaking pomegranate slash onion chick is pregnant. And she has brown hair. And the pregnancy happened like right after she filmed Bachelor in Paradise. So like, who's the pops? That's what I want to know. I just can't get over like Chris Soules is such a fucking douchebag. Or at least, God, that was like super judge and harsh, like judgy and harsh of That's me. Fine. I don't really like to be like that mean. But Comes okay, so sometimes. I'm not gonna say he's an effing douchebag, but I'm gonna say he's just douchey. Or what I see on TV. Maybe he's perfectly lovely and normal in real life. But on TV, it was just like, I just don't get, like, he can't even string a sentence together. Like, I felt embarrassed when I watched him on. I felt bad for him because I'm just like, come on, dude. Really?
Yeah, you can't even ask me. Sorry. It's not really, my thing. I used to watch it, but.
And this Bachelor episode yesterday wasn't really that interesting, so I really don't have anything to report.
He's kind of boring this time. He's cute. I mean, believe me, I do a lot of different things to him.
He's been my favorite Bachelor so far.
Yeah, like, he's cute. I'm into him, but I'm not. There's not one girl that I'm like, yeah.
I like JoJo.
I don't know.
I like JoJo. Hey, you guys, you need to know how to cook. I need to really learn how to cook.
I can cook, but Stassi can't.
But if you feel like you don't know your way around the kitchen, I have an answer for you, and that is blueapron.com. You guys, if you go to blueapron.com, it's pretty much less like, so you go to this website and you pick from all of these amazing dishes, and they will send whatever you pick, they will send you right to your door at your home all of the ingredients so that you can cook whatever you've chosen.
I used it for 6 months.
You did?
And it's actually,
oh my God, I'm so glad.
Like, I go and pick out ingredients.
Tell me your experience with it.
No, it's amazing. And because I just got super busy. I was just moving into my new place, and I was trying, like, getting my job all sorted.
And it takes too long to, like, go on Pinterest, find a recipe, then go to the grocery, get the ingredients.
And I love, like, doing that because I don't really follow recipes. But this, honestly, I've used this, and I love cooking. It's amazing. And they come, everything's packed. You get I picked three meals, I think, a week, which would last me 2 days each. So I'd have like lunch and dinner from one meal, plus another person eating usually because I don't eat that much. But everything's pre-sliced, diced. All the food is good. You can pick what you want. It's I seriously, it's amazing. Do it.
And all the recipes are between 500 to 70 calories per portion, and it's like less than $10 per meal. So if you have like a dinner party or like a date, or your parents are coming into town and you have to cook for them, if you go on Blue Apron, pick what dish you want, how many people you're cooking for, they'll send it all to you. The directions are so simple, and everything like takes 40 minutes or less to cook. So it's just like, if I can do it and do a good job, anyone can.
Too, because like, yeah, you buy, like, I'll go to the store and I'm cooking tacos and I buy cilantro, but I'm not going to use
all the cilantro.
The rest of the week.
It goes bad.
So it's bad. So, and I have a small fridge, so I don't really have a lot of room. So it's seriously, it's amazing.
I'm so glad that you've actually done this.
No, I did it for 6 months.
Okay.
And I get two deliveries a week.
Well, you can now use my code.
Okay.
If you go to blueapron.com/Stassi, you get this. This is one of those free things again. Two meals for free without even buying anything. So just go to blueapron.com/Stassi and you literally won't lose. Like, you're not spending anything. You have nothing to lose. You just get free two meals and you can see how you like it. And that's freaking awesome. Blueapron.com, you guys.
No, they're dope.
So good. So, yeah. Is there anything else you want? Ooh, let me just add, you guys, I have a very special announcement to make. I'm not actually joking, because I say that a lot and then I end up saying something and it's just like so not interesting and nobody gives a fuck. I'm going to start, as of next week, two shows a week. So my main show, an hour long, and then I'm going to do an extra show a week now that's a half an hour. And I'll just let you know the premise. I'm not going to have guests for my extra show. I am going to be responding to your emails. So you guys, I already read all of yours. I try and respond to as many as I can. If you email me, I can have a full on discussion. Basically, like, you're my guest. If you write me an email or ask me something on Twitter, I am just going to talk to you guys and get into, you know, topics that you guys are inquisitive about and want to know about. And I'm really fucking scared about it because I don't know if I can talk by myself for a half an hour. So I'm going to want everybody to go easy on me and not judge me if it like totally falls flat in the beginning. I'm going to have to learn, just like how I had to learn to do a podcast here. But yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, so you guys
have to
check it out. Kelly, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want people to follow you on Instagram and Twitter?
Sure.
Kelly Decker, no numbers, right?
82. Kelly D, 82.
Oh, really?
K-E-L-L-I-E-D, as in Decker, 82.
And then 82 on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't need Facebook.
What about Twitter?
I don't do Twitter.
All right, fair enough.
I do Twitter to follow you.
Thanks, boo. So thank you for being here, you guys.
Thank you.
Follow me and Kelly on Snapchat.
Because we are awesome.
@Stassi Schroeder.
@Kelly D82.
Bye, guys.
Bye.